Yeah, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And I am back with episode 109, the Minaj variant. We're going to go ahead and drop a bomb on that one. You know what's so fucking crazy before we even do anything? It's like a lot of YouTubers and a lot of artists are crossing over into the podcast space. It's pretty much we're all out here fighting for people's attention. Who got the best tea? Who got the best content? Who's more compelling? But I just want to go on record and say, none of us are original when we drop bombs. Okay? I can say I drop bombs because I grew up on Funk Flex. I grew up on DJ Red Alert. I grew up on Hot 97, WBLS, New York Radio, Bomb Drop Heavy. These YouTubers out here dropping bombs on YouTube, and then they hear like Nicki Minaj drop bombs on Queen Radio. Then they're on their Twitter talking about somebody stealing from them. Bruh, relax. Most people that do radio shows or do anything like that, they drop bombs, they got gunshots, they got their little funny effects. That's a part of the radio show experience. It's really crazy and really spooky out here how people trying to take credit for something that's been going on since before they was born. But I digress. We're going to have a good show, a fun show. In case you didn't know, I also do streams. So if you are not following me on my Facebook page, following me on Twitter, subscribe to my YouTube, getting in touch with me on TikTok, then you're probably missing the streams that I do in between podcasts. Also, if you are not following me on the Wisdom app, please download the Wisdom app. We get up there, we chop it up, we have chats and conversations every now and again, and you can send me any type of question you want, and if it is relevant and if it is not disrespectful, I will go ahead and answer your question, so make sure you download that Wisdom app. Also, this episode, like every other episode of Nothing Podcast, is sponsored by me, your girl DJ Exclusive, and Nothing Merch. If you want to cop you some official Nothing Podcast DJ Exclusive merchandise, you want to log on to djexclusive.com, cop you some merch. I really appreciate it. It really helps me do what I got to do so I could do what I got to do for you. If you feel me, you feel me. Now, on this episode, we're going to get into some Angela Yee tea. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to also talk a little bit about Nicki Minaj because I think it's happened, ladies and gentlemen. I think Nicki Minaj has finally been cloned. We're going to talk about the Minaj variant. We're going to talk about some heartbreaking information that I'm learning about your boy C. Murda. So we're going to definitely get into an update about C. Murda. I also got an update about Pooh Shiesty. And of course, just like every episode, we got our rapid fire nothingness. So I want you to do just like Escape and SWV on the Queens of R&B, which is debuting on Sunday, March 5th. So depending on where you hear this podcast, it might have come on, might not have come on. But yeah, just like them, kick off your shoes, relax your feet. We about to party on down to this podcast beat. You already know. Let's get it. Fake nigga lie to a real nigga. That's just some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay right for my real nigga. That's just some shit that I'm gonna do. Fuck all the commas. Let's fuck all some commas, nigga.
It's senior drama correspondent Tiani Kardashian, and you are now rocking with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And when I'm not spilling tea with the certified tea sippers and all my blogs, I'm like it hot, I'm listening to DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 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 100,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. A million is how money shout. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 500,000. A million dollars out of my shop. Fuck up the lumber. I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me. Can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with shorty. I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Got my cup, yeah. I just bought my plug, yeah. Full of the mud, yeah. Nigga, full of them drugs, yeah. Feeling real right, yeah. I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah. Ball of ice, yeah. Wanna beat that dough like Ike, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 100,000 to 100,000.
are now rocking with DJ F Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
I buy a new car for the bitch.
For real.
I tear down the mall with the bitch.
For real.
You can't even talk to the bitch.
Nah.
She fucking with bosses and shit.
Oh God.
I pull up in Rawrys and shit.
Sure.
With choppers and Harleys and shit.
For real.
I be Gucci down.
Gucci.
You wearing Lacoste and shit.
Bitch.
Yeah. Montclair.
Yeah.
Furka and Mafia Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple homicide. Put me in a chair.
Yeah.
In jail.
Trip across the plug. We do not play fair.
Yeah.
Oh God. Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy.
Bling.
Draco make you do the chicken head like chingy ching. Walking Neiman Marcus and I spend a life 50-50. Please proceed with caution, shooters, they be right with me. 21 bad bitch, cute face and some nice titties. 7500 on a Saint Laurent jacket.
Yeah.
Bitch, be careful when you dumping your ass,
bitch.
I ain't no sucker, I ain't cuffing no action.
Nah.
The streets raise me, I'm a whole wild guy. Just so I can go faster.
Sure.
Niggas trying to copy me, they plan catch up.
21.
I might pull up in a ghost, no Casper.
21.
I've been smoking gas and I ain't got no
ass. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
M's in my bank account.
Yeah.
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 In my bank account.
I got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Shoot, ready to gun you down.
Yeah.
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 Ready to gun you down.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Not for real, dog.
Hey, what a little Connecticut.
It's not got her.
It's your boy Drop. And I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female DJ Exclusive.
Red homie, thugger,
red homie, thugger,
rich gang, fucked up, baby. Got like 4 ounces in the 20, bitch.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Nigga living life like a beginning, this is only the beginning. Nigga, I'm on the top of the mountain puffing on clouds, and nigga still beginning. $1,500,000 on a Visa card. 100 bands, still look like some fucking ties. Nigga serving quite white like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch, she can't even get me hot. Something wrong with the pussy. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma still make. Just live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Nigga, living life like a beginning. This is only the beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, and nigga still beginning. Still streaming for the other side.
For the nigga, for the nigga.
I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
And I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna feel like
no way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie.
R.I.P.
I stacked them right to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me.
Right.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league.
Rich. I ain't got A's, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Woo. Till I D.I.E. 28 flows up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. P on top of these BGs.
Woo.
God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that car, man, with baby mommy get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil. I see these bitches plotty.
Yeah.
I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibes switch like night and day. I can see it like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is.
You know what? I'll ask you about it because a part of, that will always be a part of your legacy. And one of the things I was always struck by was the fact that you were the lone woman. Mm-hmm. And whenever there was a controversy with Charlamagne or DJ Envy, there were people who held you accountable in their minds for their actions. There was the interview with Lil Mama, a rapper, Azealia Banks, an entertainer, and Monique that come to mind, where people felt that Charlamagne was being misogynistic in his tone and that you should have somehow wrangled him in. I firmly disagree with that because you're not there to police them. But people held you accountable for things that the guys, as they wrote in one article, did. Right. How did that make you feel?
And I wasn't even there when they interviewed Azealia Banks. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? But I also feel like, you know, sometimes I would feel like I got it harder than he did for something that he said. And so I also want to make it clear that we're all three individuals. Yeah. You say what you say, feel how you feel, and I do too. But it's hard because people affiliate you with the whole group.
Yeah.
And that was part of why I really wanted to have my own show, because now what happens, I'm accountable for that.
Yeah.
But when you have three people with three differing opinions or three different viewpoints and completely different personalities, we're all individuals, but sometimes it's hard for people to separate that.
I want to go back to the woman part of it, because mm-hmm. you did hit on something, because you were the lone woman on this show with a lot of bravado, with a lot of edge, disruptive, and that's why millions of people love the show. It seemed to me that people were always riding you.
Yeah, and, you know, I was the only woman who worked there, too. I mean, when it came to producers, camera people, and it wasn't an easy room for me to be in.
I didn't know that.
So I feel like I did need more, like, backup, you know, because even things that I felt as a woman, it is, you know, if somebody can't understand your point of view because they're not coming from where you come from. And so that was hard for me, too, to be the only woman there with nobody to be like, check somebody, you know, you shouldn't have said that like that. It's just me. And there were times I did do that behind the scenes because, you know, we should be able to do that. That's part of what it is. I'm not always going to agree. But it's hard when nobody's like, you know what, she's right. Or let's all have a conversation about this. It's just kind of like you say what you say and then...
Did you find yourself fighting for respect from the co-host, who I know respect you, but when you're the only woman in the room, and, which blew me away just now, you're saying even in the production part of it...
Yeah.
You're there.
It was a lot.
Hey, man, if you never really was a fan of Angela Yee and stopped listening to The Breakfast Club a long time ago, this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But recently, Angela Yee did an interview. And in this interview, as you guys just heard, she indicates that she was the only female with that pure, positive, feminine energy over there at The Breakfast Club at Power 105. She indicated that there were no women executives, no one that have estrogen within the facility that have anything to do with the goings-ons of the Breakfast Club. And when this hit the news, everybody seemed to be angry. Now, you got the likes of DJ Envy, you got the likes of Lil Mama, you got the likes of Erica Mena. What's interesting, I'm not sure if Charlamagne has actually said anything, which he maybe feels like he doesn't have to. DJ Envy was certainly one of the first people to jump in the comments on IG, posting the, you know, the blue cap, screaming that it's cap. He then goes on to say it's just not true. He claimed that there are plenty of women that work behind the scenes at the Breakfast Club. Now, listen, I never been over at Power 105. I never been blessed to walk through those doors, walk through those halls, so I don't know who works there. But I do believe that there would have to be a female somewhere in that building. Otherwise, I think that Viacom, Power 105, all of them would have got sued for discrimination a long time ago, if we want to keep it real. Now, also, if y'all remember, my original DJ Exclusive Twitter page is now blocked. It is suspended, which is kind of good, because a lot of these celebrities that had me blocked, like Angela Yee, like DJ Envy, I am no longer blocked by them on Twitter, so I can now see their tweets. I got blocked by DJ Envy and Angela Yee several years ago when I posted a picture of DJ Envy's little bruh that he had sent to Erica Mena that went all viral all over the internet because he was in a relationship with Erica Mena. So that's why when Erica Mena came out, you know, calling Yee out like, hey, you want to talk about female energy? Where was that energy when I am in a relationship with your bro co-host that you know is married? Now, this is a double-edged sword for me, because the way I feel is like, who should Angela loyalty be to? Should it be her friend / her co-worker, DJ Envy? Or should it be toward Erica Mena? Or should it be toward DJ Envy's wife? In that situation, that would be very, very difficult if I was Angela, you know. But one thing I can honestly say in defense of Erica, I'm not necessarily sure that I'd be going out on dates, hanging out, being all friendly with a person that I know is got kids, several kids, and married, but you're in a full-fledged relationship to the point you're actually bringing her around your friends. Then when the shit hits the fan and it's all over the internet, you want to take over the airwaves, you want to cry all over the radio about it, begging your wife to forgive you. So when Erica jumped bad at Angela, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I certainly agree with Lil Mama, because what Charlamagne did to Lil Mama, everybody, you know, of course you probably laughed at the memes, but overall, when you think about what that whole situation is in itself, it was fucked up. It was trash. He didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? And Charlamagne energy be like that to a lot of females. Now, as for Angela Yee actually saying there are no females there, I think she sat with two bitches every day when she got on the radio show. And I do think that though they like to act like they friends and they family, I guess that would come with what happens when you work with somebody for 12 years. But I do think there were a lot of times where it was awkward. Their immaturity level just wasn't it. And I do think that Angela left the Breakfast Club for other reasons than to just pursue her radio show. Because if we're keeping it a buck, her radio show is not really doing that good. And the fact that she's going viral now for being on someone else's show is also very interesting. But hey, I digress. Please let me know what y'all think about this. Do y'all think that there's like females in the inner circle at the Breakfast Club? Because I do know that recently, this past weekend, Angela Yee did kind of try to walk that back a little bit. And she said something to the effect that, yeah, people do work there, but it's not like in the goings-ons in the actual studio videotaping or directly involved with what they do at the Breakfast Club. So I don't know. I really don't know. And I really don't give a fuck what people think about whether or not women work at the Breakfast Club. I know Angela Yee left, and since she did leave, there has been several multiple guests come in, like NeNe Leakes, Ray J, Jason Lee, you know. So I really think that the Breakfast Club is doing fine. I have to say that I was wrong. I thought when Angela Yee left, the Breakfast Club would meet its demise because I didn't understand how they were going to keep it going. Now I'm realizing that the Breakfast Club really didn't need Angela Yee, but I kind of said that too. You know, the show doesn't need any one of the personalities, because if you can think about it, throughout the 12 years, there's been several times where one or more of them would be absent, and then the other one would have to hold down the show, or one of them is absent, and two of them would have to hold down the show. So the Breakfast Club will be all right. Now, about Angela's personal show, not really sure how good that one's going to do. I'm not sure if she's going to want to pivot. I do know that there's a lot of tea in the streets about Angela Yee's sex life and things that she has done in the past, which may cause her issues getting guests on her show. Who knows? Lil Mama says she likes to throw her rocks and hide her hands. That may be true for other things, not just what we're talking about as it pertains to her saying that there are no females that work into the Breakfast Club. But hey, what is it that I know?
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Coven, to my Netflix special. Thank you. That's right. Okay. I'm going to try to do a show. I'm going to try to sit down. I'm going to try to do a show tonight without offending nobody. Okay. I'm going to try my best. You know why? Because you never know who might get triggered. That's right. You say the wrong thing, motherfuckers get scared. Gotta watch out. You know what people say? They always say, words hurt. That's what they say. Gotta watch what you say, because words hurt. You know, anybody that says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
I know this nigga ain't been silent all of this time to try to roll out a bum-ass Instagram Live on Netflix and then tell a bum-ass, weak-ass joke. Listen, Will, I know you tired of talking, so let me and Sticky handle this for you. Me and Sticky, we got you. We got you. Will want that smoke. Will want that same energy, Chris. I want your money or your life, Chris. So throw your guns in the air. Keep that same energy, my nigga. Where was that energy at when I walked up on the stage right in your face and I smacked you like a grown-ass man? I smacked you right in your shit. You ain't do nothing and you ain't say nothing. Now you want to go live on Netflix, which is interesting. I don't know how Chris Rock got to go live on his Netflix app, but Chris Rock gets to go live on Netflix and now he wants to talk to Will Smith. Going on his goddamn press run. Man said that he watched Emancipation just to see Will get beat. If that ain't some cool shit to say. Cause you have front row seats to beat him. You could have punched him right in his shit. Right when he came and tried to hit you on the one off. Right? But yo, Will, real shit, you probably ain't hit that nigga hard enough, cause I don't think he keeping your wife fucking name out of his mouth. I don't think he's doing that, bruh. I think you might have to go get Sticky. You gotta spin the block with the blicky. You gotta get on your John Morani. I'm saying? You can't keep on letting these niggas play with you out here. You're South Philadelphia, born and raised. On the streets is where you spent your days, bro. Chilling out, maxing. You out here lacking. These people got you looking crazy, William. I'm calling you William because I love you. But nah, on some real shit, Chris Rock, you're corny, and I don't know nobody that even really watched your special. I didn't see nobody tweeting about that shit. I didn't see nobody giving a flying fuck about that. So I guess you knew before you did it that nobody was going to care about it. So you told Netflix that you wouldn't address getting smacked like a bitch on TV until you went live on Netflix for your little special, so it could feel special, so you could think that people are gonna tap in just to hear what you gotta say about getting smacked. Bruh. Womp womp.
You are now rocking with DJ F Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Left a nigga on red, cause I felt like it. Drug me down in that rash in Leroy jacket. Dapper, dapper, I look fine, and my checks define. No wonder, wonder why I do whatever I like. I do. What I like, I do, I do. I do. What I like, I do, I do. I do, I do. Like I do, I do, I do. What I like, I do, I do. Hey,
I think us bad bitches, it's a gift from God.
Gift from God.
I think you broke hoes, need to get a job.
Get a job.
Now I'm a boss, I run my own name on the checks. Pussy so good, I said my own name during sex. I might smack a bitch cause I felt like it. Gucci shoes and a belt like it. Said the Cardi is his favorite fragrance. I'm a rich bitch and I smell like it. I'm in a boss bitch mood. These shoes are Da Vinci, ho, these are some boss bitch shoes. You ain't no boss bitch move. Hey, for the record, I said record, record sales. I like niggas that been in and out of jail. They say by now that I'll be finished, hard to tell.
I can tell.
My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
Left a nigga on red cause I felt like it. Drug me down in that rash in Leroy jacket. Dapper, dapper, I look fine and my checks define. No wonder, wonder why I do whatever I like, I do. What I like, I do, I do, I do. What I like, I do, I do.
Look, broke hoes do what they can.
Stop playing with them, Riot.
Like damn, she and her move. 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 She lit, get money too. Like damn, she and her move.
In the mirror, I'm doing my dance. Ain't packing out nobody's pants. He a rapper, but don't got a chance. Stuck in my waist, so I'm loving my bands. Like a million views in a day. There's so many ways to get paid. I tried dipping, he begged me to stay. Bae, I'm not staying, I just wanna play. In the party, you just wanna rump. Big boobs in the bus, they plump. She a baddie, she know she a 10. She a baddie with her baddie friend. They like ice, how you always stay hot. Oh, they mad cause I keep making bops. Oh, she mad cause I'm taking her spot. If I was bitches, I'd hate me a lot. Like damn, she in her mood. 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 She lit, get money too. Like damn, she in her mood. No friends, I don't fuck with the fake. Saying they love me, but one in my place. Step in the party, I'm looking the baddest. So the paparazzi in my face. Pretty bitch, but I came from the gutter. Said I'd be lit by the end of the summer. And I'm proud that I'm still getting bigger. Going viral is getting them sicker. Like what? Let's keep it a buck. Bitch too boring, I'm stuck in a rut. Lamborghini roaring when I hop at the truck. Pretty bitch like Lauren with a big ass butt. Yup, pretty face and a waist all gone. And I'm making them wait, hold on. And I'm making them wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Like damn, she in her mood. 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 She lit, get money too. Like damn, she in her mood.
You are now rocking with DJ Fxclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Bring a Rosa. Yo, hola, 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 okay, hola. You see me looking pretty every time you scroll out. My God, the left the blicky hit you if you stroll out. Now put your hands up, it's a hola. Run me the money, cause I be the baddie beat. Barbie tank, banging body beat. Everybody beat, on my D. Yo, I gotta be in reality. Suck a D, if you doubted me. Back of the back, back of the back, back of the back, back of the back. Who on Barbie D? Who on Barbie D? Everybody, who you gotta see? Honestly, on my Odyssey, I'm the baddest beat. I don't even know.
Got more coins than the game room, so we ain't never hating in the shade room. See, I keep my sons in the playroom, so me and you ain't never in the same room.
I tell him eat the cookie cause it's good form, and when he eats the cookie, he got good form. He know I don't never cheat because I'm good to him. My God, to have his baby nurses yelling push for him. You see, I let him eat the cookie cause it's good form, and whenever he eats the cookie, he got good form. He know that when I'm pulling up, I'm in a good form. I be like, ooh, he love me, good form. Come on. Come on. Come on. I be like, ooh, he love me, ooh, he love me, good form. Come on. I slick, slick, drop the top like nip slips. So he tryna smash like when the whip flips. I hit licks just to floss with this wrist. And when I leave my bitches, we all say kiss, kiss. I'm in that Nuno de la Renta channel and bug bunny. Cause all I want is carrots and some big drug money. I'm only loyal to the niggas that'll bust guns for me. The jig up is a stick up. Run me the money. Cause I be the baddie beat. Barbie tank.
Before I fly off in the Sri Lanka. Okay. What I was going to tell y'all is please make sure you spread the word around. When I perform, I do not perform with that backing track. So I just watched it back and sweetheart, let me tell you something. Hi, Dochi. It looks like my vocals were in every song, which is what? Gross. You know, I never. But I will do anything. I will cross the ocean for you.
Hey, boy,
I will go
now,
and
dog.
Bring you the moon.
Come on, man.
That was talking about Lil Wayne, but the sound situation was unacceptable. And I apologize, even though I was just a special guest. I apologize because you know what? Fuck that. But you guys could hear my voice through it. But there was a big mix-up between our sound crew and Lil Wayne's sound crew. And that was not acceptable. So, but shout out to all the dope people that were there and all of that stuff. And I will post the stuff that y'all want to see shortly, like later. But yeah, that I don't know why all of my vocals were in all of the songs. I would never perform that way. That is not on my caliber. So, all right, love you guys. Get some rest. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, if you guys didn't listen to or watch the Rolling Loud performance with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But Nicki decided to get on her live and, you know, try to explain the audio issues that were happening with her performance. You know what? I don't even care about that. For me, I actually seen you, and you looked incredibly uncomfortable. She had on this doofy ass backpack. It doesn't even matter how she sounded. She just didn't look comfortable. She looks out of her element. She looks like she hasn't performed in a while. She looks like she hasn't been working out. And that's fine. Like, she's been living her best life. She's been doing her. Now, the real tea is Nicki drops this song where, you know, she's talking a lot of blood stuff. And it's kind of weird, especially with what's going on with YSL and how all of these rappers is getting RICOs. And then on top of that, her husband is already, you know what I'm saying, and there's already issues around him. I don't really think that it's the smartest thing in the world for Nicki to be on this track talking about how he's a shooter and that's her man and he's gonna do whatever, booming people's faces off and all of that. Like, you talking really, really reckless, and everybody knows that you're not gonna do it. And you're talking all this blood this, blood that, naming the song after a gangsta blood's wife in the first place. So, you know, it's deeper than a lot of this stuff. The Megan bar was garbage. I ain't fuck with horses since Christopher Reeve. But was, you know, but she wears horse hair. And I'm pretty sure there has been a photo shoot of some sort of Nicki with the horse since then. So that punchline is kind of whack, and the whole you Dorito ass hoes mad because you nachos. I mean, who hasn't done that nacho cheese joke as a child? Are you kidding me, Nicki? Very, very, very sloppy. Very sloppy. And aside from the song being mid, Nicki's also announced that she has her own record label. And she's got a roster, and she's, oh my goodness, she's hired one of the most pivotal A&Rs in the game to sought her out talent. So it looks like Nicki might be conceding that her time as an MC is over. She's trying to take it to the boardroom, launch her own thing. I love that for her, because I'm really getting sick and tired of Nicki coming out with these big looks and they not be a big ting. It be a mid ting, it be a little ting, as she would say. It's not something that's like, oh my God, run that back, run that back. Nicki ain't really been that in a very long time. And I'm not trying to disrespect Nicki, because I know how her fans are. But let's just call a spade, like she's somebody's mother now. She's in a completely different place in her career, and she ain't gotta prove shit to nobody. She doesn't have to overexert herself. She doesn't have to do nothing if she doesn't wanna do it. But if you go back and you look at some of Nicki's performances when she was in her prime compared to what she's been looking like lately, it's looking like what she was saying about Lil' Kim. Hang it up, flat screen, it's over. And it's hard to, you know, sympathize with Nicki because Nicki be doing some, you know, effed up stuff. And the way that she came at Lil' Kim when the role was reversed and all these young girls was coming in, you know what I mean? I don't know. And also, beyond what Nicki did, that Lumi D shit was whack. That shit was whack. It was whack. From you bigging up this pedophile, putting him on this pedestal, talking all of this, how you gonna ride, you gonna die with him. All of this blood wife talk. Shit is disgusting when you really bust it down, like for real. Like, who are you trying to bully and who are you trying to fool? You 40 something years old, you out of shape, and these younger girls are out here running circles miles around you, but you are the queen, so everyone pays homage because you would be an idiot not to. Everybody know that Nicki got bars, but that whole style of rap and, you know, her delivery and her cadence, all of that. And I mean, that era, I mean, I have to just keep it a buck. It's no longer viable, my love. That flow, that cadence, that delivery that you coming with, it's really not janking on nothing. And if I'm keeping it all the way real with you, if somebody really wanted to respond and somebody started getting on Nicki for who her husband is, for what her brother did, there ain't nothing that she could do now because she is literally bringing her husband into the conversation. She's talking about what her husband gonna do if somebody tries to do this, that, and the third. So now that she's made it so her husband has joined the chat, her husband has joined the chat. So now that's open ball game. Somebody wanna come up here and talk about his victims and his accusations and the shit that he was convicted for, and how he's a bum, and ever since he got married to Nicki, he has done nothing but stand around and look scary. You done opened the door for that. And I don't really know if Nicki could withstand that. There's a lot of people saying that, you know, Megan can take Nicki out. And I don't want to say that Megan can necessarily take Nicki out, but I will say, I believe that Megan is probably the most viable artist to go bar for bar with Nicki on a lyrical standpoint. When it comes for like a mainstream type, put it out and that shit gonna go crazy, then that's gonna be Cardi. And that used to be Nicki. Nicki used to be the one where that Nicki feature was everything. Seeing Nicki got a new joint, it used to be everything, but we're no longer in that era. It is starting to seriously not matter whether or not Nicki drops, because the female rap game is thriving. And then beyond thriving, when Nicki does give her input, it ain't doing what it's supposed to do, not giving what it's supposed to give. And lately, you know, Nicki just don't seem like herself. And I said it a long time ago, she gotta just take some time for her. And I know that she wanna pop out and be there for her fans. That is fabulous. I love that. But you can't be there for your fans if you're not really there for yourself. And with that's pretty much all I got on that.
Corey has lost half of his life. It's gone. He can't get that back.
Family and friends of Corey Miller say they are holding on to hope that the New Orleans native and rapper will be home soon.
We're hoping that he remains strong, prayerful, and that lawmakers and decision makers take a fresh look at their concerns.
Miller, better known as C-Murder, is now serving life in prison without parole for the 2002 killing of Steve Thomas at a Harvey nightclub. In 2009, a jury voted 10-2 to convict him, but Miller maintains his innocence. Two witnesses, whose testimonies ultimately led to his conviction, recanted their statements and said Miller did not pull the trigger. So now he continues to fight to prove his innocence by going on a hunger strike.
We are monitoring to see if there are any civil rights violations as it relates to his arrest and prosecution.
Louisiana's own Ronald Haley, as well as national civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, are now part of Miller's legal team.
What we're hoping is just the collective of these things, those documents, the witnesses, that we would just get Corey a new trial. I mean, that's what we want. At the end of the day, we want his name to be vindicated.
And while looking into his case, Haley also said they're fighting for better COVID conditions inside Elaine Hunt Correctional Facility. That's where he's housed. It's also part of Miller's hunger strike. Miller has a few concerns, his attorney says, including claims that the Department of Corrections, along with the warden, are not enforcing the mask mandate or requiring employees to get vaccinated.
Corey could get sick. Any of these other individuals that are in Hunt's can get sick, and the consequences, as we've seen COVID worldwide, could be tragic, could be devastating, could be deadly.
Haley commends Miller for his hunger strike, saying he's brave. He also says his legal team is working diligently for his case.
All hands are on deck here to right what I think is a terrible wrong.
So we did reach out to the Department of Corrections about their COVID protocols, as well as the Jefferson Parish District Attorney's Office regarding Miller's case. If you want to see statements from both, along with our extensive coverage on this story, you can head right now to WDSU.com.
Now, if you're not a fan of C Murda, No Limit Records, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But your boy C Murda, he is not doing so good in jail. A lot of people are reporting that, you know, he has a dental issue that is causing other issues within his body where it isn't looking good, in conjunction with him being on a current hunger strike. Now, if you haven't really been following his sentence and really what's been going on with him and the fight to get him a new trial, you may be out of the loop. But this is not the first time C. Murda has decided that he would do a hunger strike in response of the conditions and the food and the way things are going as it pertains to him being locked up. You know, the conditions are awful. The food is awful. He's also been kept in solitary confinement. They've stated that he has been given sometimes old expired food. A lot of conditions that C. Murda has had to deal with are generally awful and in essence killing him, for lack of better words. Now, before we continue on with the updates and the story wrapped around C. Murda, I want to take this time to talk about his brother. His brother, Master P, the cap artist. I call Master P a cap artist because since I can remember, and I'm 37 years old, I am not afraid of my age. I don't mind showing my age. It is what it is. Me being 37 years old, sorry, that was my phone, you guys. Me being 37 years old, I can honestly say I was outside. I remember when No Limit started popping. In fact, my cousin Marcus, who is, you know, in his mid-40s, he was a really big No Limit fan. And I could remember going into his CD collection and making copies of tapes based off his stuff, right? I say that to say, Master P kind of has like a legacy, kind of like Jay Prince. Not the same legacy, but when I say his legacy is the same of like Jay Prince, it's like a lot of us don't know Jay Prince, don't know what Jay Prince is famous for, but we know that to fear him, we know to respect him, we know to not get into any type of issues with Jay Prince because it might end badly for you, right? This is something that we know, and this is something that we are aware of. Same thing with Master P. Master P kind of has like this urban legend of being rich and being wealthy and just having all of these things and having a bedroom that had golden ceilings, and he's just got all of this money. Beyond the fact that Master P will try to sell you anything, I look at the conditions that his brother got to live with. Now, he claims that he has washed his hands with C. He don't want to deal with it no more. He's talked all this shit about Kim Kardashian and Monica and whatever kind of agenda they've got, because they've tried to get together and help see. He talked about how he was there from the beginning and all the work he put in and blah, 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 blah. But my whole thing is, my nigga, you've been on it all these years. All this money you got, and you couldn't even get your brother moved into a better facility. You know, C. Murder been going on these hunger strikes and refusing to eat, and he's not really taking care of himself, nor is he being taken care of in these facilities. And the only thing you can do is come up with another thing to try to bully the black community into buying. This is why I don't support Master P. Master P ain't about to make me feel like I am obligated to buy his noodles, to buy his potato chips, to buy his bum ass sneakers. He is not about to make me feel obligated, but this is what Master P does. Master P would say, if we don't buy into his brand, into his business and what it is that he's trying to put out there, we as the fans, we are not doing right. We are not supporting our people. We not carrying it the way that we should be carrying it. And I think that's fucked up. And that's why I don't fuck with Master P, because let's just say we was supporting him and his noodles was as big as ramen and his sneakers were as big as Nike and his cereal was as big as Frosted Flakes. Could we say that that would translate fairly into the community? Could we say that he would really be doing shit for C? Could we say that everything that Romeo exposed would have been rectified? Could we say that he would come out and admit that he did his ex-wife dirty and pay her what she owed? If we made him that big, I honestly think he would still be a dickhead. He would still be a scumbag, not paying taxes and robbing from his kids. This man got on the Breakfast Club with his two kids that are supposed to be star athletes, and he bragged about not giving them cars. First and foremost, you are Master P's child. You make all A's. You're a star athlete. There is no reason in the world that your father don't give you a vehicle, unless he can't afford a vehicle. I'm starting to think, just like last week we was talking about how the folklore of Jay Prince just might be that, and it doesn't have the same effect on this generation. I'm starting to lean on all this wealth and stuff that Master P claims to have. That's just ancient folklore. That was a thing of the 90s. But you don't pay taxes, you rob your kids, and you just not getting it like you claim that you getting it. And I think that needs to be talked about a little bit, but maybe on another show, because for now I digress. I just want to send my love to C. Murder and the people that actually do care for him, and the people that do love on him, and that they're on the front lines every single day fighting for better conditions in the jail, fighting for a new trial. Because in case you don't know, C. Murder is in jail for life for murdering a child who should not have been in the club in the first place. They say that shots rang out, and C. Murder was the one that emptied out the shots that led to the boy being killed. C. Murder is on tape shooting a weapon. However, the two witnesses that have testified that they seen C. Murder shooting the gun, and he is the reason that this person has passed away, they have recanted their statement. So based on the fact that they have taken their statement back, C. Murder should have been granted another trial. And that has been what the family has been fighting for, trying to get. And hopefully he can be exonerated and let out of those conditions before he is no longer with us.
Bitch, I'm down with no limit, I ride. for the cause. I'm the nigga on the tank with the big fucking balls. And if anybody fuck with Snoop Doggy Dog, I'ma make his niggas put his name on the wall. And everywhere I go, I got Mr. Magic here. Because I know that nigga don't care. He'll have that red shit pouring out your hell. Nigga, any fucking time, nigga, any fucking world. Make him bleed is the motto that I live by. If you fuck with me, it's a must you die. Them niggas might can run, but them niggas can't hide. It's like shooting yourself. It's a suicide kill. See, got to be hitting hard like Bert. Niggas in the know ya, know a man's big hurt. Just like soda stream meals, put you in the dirt. And every bitch your own front of a t-shirt. And when I'm in the woods, I got 100 niggas with me. Just in case a nigga out there trying to get me. All my niggas is down to squeeze a trigger. That's why I'm down for my motherfucking niggas.
Loving what you do and doing what you do with the pure enjoyment of knowing that you're the best at what you do. Yo, couldn't nobody fuck with me then, couldn't nobody fuck with me now, yo. Can't be serious, yo. Can't nobody, no fucking body fuck with me with this rap shit, yo. Check it. I've been spitting for 20 years.
I smile to hide the miles of my road travel. Shake my hand and feel like you just touched the stove handle. Holy cow, fuck the cow, I want the whole cattle. Gucci buffs on my eyes look like solar panels. Leaving bitches on their own like the Oprah Channel. Can't trust my shadow, that's a fact that can't get overshadowed. Draco sounding like it's coughing from the smoking barrel. No peace, no serenity, nigga, breaking your vicinity. Nigga, like virginity, nigga, ain't into these niggas. Just family like the Genovese, nigga, the Kennedys. Nigga, all street niggas ain't in the streets, nigga. Ex-trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger, a neck snapper. X-factor, make a rapper an X-sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample.
All I need is a beat with a DMX sample.
All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. Say it with your chest, mama. Say less, mama. Weezy the F and the F is for F-bomber. Yes, mama, I'ma eat you like Jeff Dahmer. Say she on a period, let's make a mess, mama. Don't be on all of that, yeah, that my twin shit, all right? Don't hit my phone with all that, I'm just tapping in shit, all right? Fuck that friend shit, all right? I'm on my Zen shit, all right? I'm on that DMT, I ain't on that DM shit, all right? Trying to get a B right now, I'm on my M shit, all right? I'm just Weezy, we on my excuse, my friend shit, all right? Fuck that bitch shit, all right? Red beam on a Nina, she wore lipstick tonight.
Best
rapper, ex-trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger. A neck snapper, X Factor, make a rapper an X sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. Swizzy on the drum machine, I got the gun machine. That bitch go brrrr, sound like bumblebees. Gun come with a magazine, long as a limousine. You smell that decomp in the morning like some Jimmy Beans. Best rapper, X Trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger, a neck snapper.
All I need is a beat with a DMX sample.
All I need is a beat with a DMX sample.
Brooklyn, Mike clothesline a yuppie off a city bike. Bop. Yo, just got back from tour, still spinning euros. 10 bands in the hood for my cousin's murals. City workers give up 20 years of their life and still can't afford to pay a mortgage in the 5 boroughs. Verrazano damn near $20.
The fuck is that?
Fuck your overtime and them shitty hours.
Take that back.
We buying into what should be ours. I say CI, that's not Central Islip or City Island. They trying to turn the projects into condos.
Fuck
gentrification.
Yeah.
Fuck it, what do I know? It's like taking the gorilla out the Congo. I've been here 30 years, now where the fuck do I go? $15 Newport's end. On the bottom, they got the fake New York stamp. I might stop an out of towner out just for spite. And have him calling home to his mama like.
Thugged out blends.
We illegal now, free that nigga Rallo. Niggas in New York drilling shit like this is Chicago. On my hip is where I still keep my hand mat. These young boys be keeping their guns in their fanny pack. Everybody gang gang, I don't know who is who. He screaming blood, he screaming crip, he screaming woo. Skim is trapping on the Ave in front of the deli. That ain't Zaza in that bag you selling, that's Reggie. $200 for a fake vaccination. dog. Got one for my bitch. The government try to take her job. Fuck the new mayor. I don't like his politics. He black, but he racist. He trying to bring back stop and frisk. New York City stop prosecuting prostitution. They investigating niggas in the Bronx that be shooting. This shit hard as murder in them. Somebody gonna get stomped out by a nigga that's wearing tins.
New York City, the grittiest. Diamond District, watch the prettiest. Beautiful. Out of town, not that, but I'm on some city shit. Yo, fresh out the precinct, the season, it's always Tim Boots. Ben's coupes parked it on Dykeman, pick up my kids' food. Bing bong. Army jacket lining, look like Vietnam. Illmatic, with a pill habit, shit's help me sleep calm. The park of the apple, where the tourists get nervous. Causing traffic, cut you off on purpose. Scream, fuck out here.
Smirk. Big brr.
Now rockin' with DJ F. Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Yeah, shit in blood, huh? Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If a nigga killer ain't dead, you sure are no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. You niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Got two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Leave my door unlocked and stop. I like getting on feet off the car. Get up close, doing dirt, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Blue faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodgers. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch switch up his nerve. Fuck the ops inside my city, look, bro, put them in the mirror. Ass, I wish he would come, pussy. D-Roy pop up out that cut with that new Glock, I wish he would run. His ass playing, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy. Pooh Shicey, that's my dog. But Pooh, you know I'm really shicey. You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Pussy, tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dead.
Bitch, I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the net, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood, bitch.
Hey, now if this is your first time rocking with me, this is your girl DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And this was episode 109, the Minaj variant. Do appreciate you for listening to me and rocking with me. Please remember, log on to DJFexclusive.com. Shop your official Nothing Podcast / DJ Exclusive merch. If you are a rapper, a producer, songwriter, anything like that, please hit me up at DJExclusive@gmail.com. Let's work. Let's collab. Trying to do all of that. If this is your first time rocking with me, you already know what it is. This is Rapid Fire Nothingness, where we just touch on a few hot topics before we get up out of here, and then we give you another show on the go around. Now, if y'all don't be in these gossip streets, y'all don't really be following the tea and what's really going on, and this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but word on the curb is your boy Pooh Shiesty has been ordered to cough up several thousands of dollars. According to some legal documents that was obtained by TMZ, you know, they get everything. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. TMZ has gotten some documentation that states that your boy Pooh Shiesty does have to cough up 156,000 bands. The docs say that some of that cash must be forked over for the money he earns while working in prison. Wow, so they already docking my guy's pay. Just if you're unaware, your boy Pooh got arrested back in 2020 for a shootout that he had in a parking lot with two other guys, leaving some innocent bystanders innocent. You know, saying a lot of people saying that that thing was shifty. So all I'll say is, you know, free him if he innocent, keep him if he did it. And yeah, shout out to the people that are getting the restitution, because you don't want to get innocent people wrapped up in your bullshit. Also, your boy T.I. been running around on the internet acting real crazy. That's what he always does. I don't know if he's like trying to build a persona or a character for whom he is, to in which he's a comedian now. Whatever the case may be, it's a no for me. And yeah, he basically said that his dead homie told him to snitch. Boosie said that he ain't fucking with him no more. Now he threw all this paperwork party bullshit, and apparently him and Boosie, they back in the studio, they back good. Apparently it was a misunderstanding. Listen, I don't know. I just know that Boosie got a phone call from the people that was just like, yo, leave our asset alone. Don't try to blow our asset up. Because I personally believe T.I. has been controlled opposition for a very long time. Y'all don't have to believe it. I ain't here to argue with anyone or to change anyone's mind. This is my podcast, so I get to say how I feel. And the way I feel is T.I. is not what y'all think he is. He likes to keep himself hood adjacent because that's what he got to do for his job. But I digress. Your boy Ja Morant got suspended for keeping it gangsta. And in the aftermath, he did deactivate all of his social media. Now, if you're not aware, your boy Ja Mizzy was flashing the glizzy on the IG Lizzy. And the NBA is like, yo, you need to tone it down. You're bugging. See, everybody's out here trying to hand him advice. I don't have any advice for him. I've never been a multimillionaire. I've never been a super athlete. I've never been in his shoes, so I have no advice to offer him. But what I will say is this: on the outside looking in, you appear ungrateful. You appear to not value the opportunity that has been placed before you. And it's kind of given like you are headed toward a situation where you're gonna need people, and everyone's gonna say, well, he did it to himself. And I don't want that for him or anyone. So all I can say is I wish him the best of luck. But as a person that's not a man, not an athlete, not a multimillionaire, I don't know if this is something that he has to go through for the betterment of who he'll be at the end of it all. Sometimes people do gotta lose it all before they realize that they had it all. But hey, I digress. Now, if you deep in the trenches, like if you deep in the gossip trenches, then you've been hearing for a couple of, I would say at least since they dropped Hot Girl Summer, that Megan and Nicki Minaj really do not get along with each other. Like we discussed earlier in this pod, Nicki dropped that single where she's throwing clear, blatant shots at Megan. I'm not sure if she's doing that to get the buzz behind a record that wouldn't have done shit without the, you know, implication of it being a diss. Not really sure what Nicki's goal is, but the question is, do we think Megan gonna give it enough energy to respond? Do you think Nicki's diss deserves a response from Megan? I'm not really sure. Do we think that she's gonna have anything to say regarding Tory Lanez having his gag order lifted, where now he can start to push his narrative? He can start to say things that he would like to say. I'm not sure. Megan Thee Stallion has been very, very, very quiet, and is starting to get to the point where now we're kind of wondering where she at. She's doing exactly what I said Nicki should have done. Get gone long enough where people are like, yo, where are you at? What are you doing? Nikki can't handle just getting down, getting low, getting off of social media and just not being about that, which is a whole different conversation. But I'm not sure what Megan's up to. Hopefully she come out and she come out swinging. We're going to be checking for it. Now, the boy, little Mousy, I'm not even sure what this little dude's name is. This is why he's in Rapid Fire Nuttiness. Apparently, old boy was accused of rape, and he actually beat those charges. Now, the only reason I wanted to share this and talk about this is because though I'm not a fan of the artist, I'm not sure, you know, who he is or what kind of music he makes. But I hear so much bad press about rappers and about actors and the things that they do. And it seems like this rapper was accused of doing something that he didn't do. And he took it to trial. He didn't take no plea, he took it to trial. So I wanted to give him shout out for that, because that means he really didn't do what they said that they trying to do, and accusing a man of rape is detrimental. Now, if you used to be on Crazy Pellas, then you already know this is crazy. If you were not on Crazy Pellas with us back in the day, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But somebody go check on CP, because this girl Avril Lavigne is out here with Tyga, and not only does that look crazy, that looks crazy. Now, you gotta be under a rock if you didn't hear about the Alex murder joint. Dude got life times two for killing his wife and his fucking kid, but the nigga killed the housekeeper too. And to be honest, he's probably got a lot of more other dirt that we're not aware of. This is just what he had to do to get out of the situation that he was in. Also, we got Chris Brown throwing girls' cell phones in the crowd for filming and doing all of that while he pulled her up on the stage. Chris Brown is gonna get enough of doing that. He might as well buy his own wireless store, because he's always damaging or throwing away someone's phone. But I mean, I guess if you get pulled up on the stage and you got Chris Brown dry humping you, you should be kind of focused on that and not trying to get the clout that's gonna happen when you post it. They say your boy Drake, J. Cole, Usher, and Burna Boy are gonna headline a Dreamville Fest. Yikes. Sounds crazy. Ice Spice is not dating Pete Davidson. And I will repeat, Ice Spice is not dating Pete Davidson, and I'm sorry that y'all did that to her. That, oh my God. And the last but not least, the baby, aka the Muffet Child. He says that he cannot outrap you and the other people. Last but not least, the rapper, the baby, aka the abusive asshole, aka Dumbo, aka Fuck You, he says that he can outrap Eminem, Kendrick, and J. Cole. Cap, cap, cap. When you're talking about ability and just straight technique, Eminem and Kendrick and Cole got you. When you're talking about substance and content and the value of what it is that you're saying, Kendrick, Eminem, and Cole got you. And that's crazy, because I don't even really fuck with Eminem's content like that. But if we're comparing it to DaBaby, at least Eminem's got songs that matter. And with that, thank you for listening to Nothing Podcast. I'm out.